Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up tonight, we'll be doing a Totesack giveaway. We'll tell you more about what that is and how to get it here in a little while. Our number, again, is 800-259-9231, and that's not the number you'll need to call and win during the giveaway, so keep that in mind. We'll give you that later, too. All right, we'll take your calls about anything, going right to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk first to Tim in Oregon. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Good evening.
Thank you very much for taking the call. I've got a very important message. I would hope that you would put up a website, and it's angelsonline-books.com.
Oh, it's you again. Oh, it's you're the guy that called a couple weeks ago and told us about how you're from another galaxy and you're here to save the world, or actually not save the world.
No, I'm not here to save the world. I'm just here to inform you of what's going on in the universe.
Let me tell you something, Tim. We have a radio show here, and it's a commercial radio program.
Mm-hmm.
So you called once and you plugged your website once. And now you've called twice, and you've plugged your website twice. So if you want to continue using our airwaves to get your message out, then we'll happily sell you some advertising packages. I don't know.
Do you know who God is?
No. Do I know who God is?
Yes.
I don't know his mailing address.
I don't know if there is a
God.
You know
him by name.
I don't know if there is a God that is separate from me, sir. I think that everything is God, personally.
Well, if you go to that website, you will find him giving a report on what's in the chemtrails.
Great.
His name is Admiral
Sounds
Kobol,
absolutely
with
gripping.
A gold uniform.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I wanted to find out what God's name was.
We had him on for like an hour the last time he called, and other people want to talk about things. 800-259-9231. You know, most people don't get a whole hour to talk on this show. We asked him all kinds of questions, and you can go back in our archives and you can listen to it. I think, two or three weeks ago, maybe on a Saturday night, third hour of the show, we pretty much spent the whole time on him. But, yeah, you said, Mark, you wouldn't sell that guy some 60-second commercials if he called you up. What if he offered you $700 a spot?
Okay. You know, the old saying, we're all hookers. It's just about negotiating the price.
Let's continue with your calls. Keith in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Keith.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Keith, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to tell you about a video I made. I put it on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you search 911 engines down elevator shafts. The video is self-explanatory. If I get into it, it'll take me 2 hours to explain it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not going to go. I would not tolerate discussing 9/11 for 2 hours, sir. Why is this important to you?
Well, because there's actual audio of a second explosion 9 seconds after the plane hit the building. A lot of people don't know about.
What are you trying to prove?
I'm proving that 9 seconds after the plane hit the building, the plane actually made it to the elevator bank, and the engines popped off and fell down 2 express elevator shafts.
Okay. And so what?
They're claiming that there was explosions in the basement, and I'm trying to prove that if you listen to it, you can actually hear the actual explosion. And people make that mistake that there was explosives planted. I mean, if a kid's balloon pops, it's technically an explosion.
I see. So you're saying that the conspiracy theorists who are saying there were explosions from some sort of dynamite or napalm or whatever the hell it was that they allegedly put in the buildings from that one conspiracy theory, you're saying that's not true. It was actually the engines.
Actually, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because
who did it?
9 seconds after the crash, you can hear the second explosion, the engine hitting the lobby floor.
What? So I want to know who did this 9/11 terrorism thing. Who did it?
The hijackers, the ones that the government say that hijacked the planes.
I see. This is very interesting. So you've made your own counter video to counteract some of the conspiracy videos out there. You know, I'm going to say the same thing to you that I say to the conspiracy theorists, and that is, what's the point of all this? I mean, this happened back in 2001. It's almost been an entire decade since it occurred. It seems like people are still obsessed over the truth about what happened on 9/11, and you believe the truth is X, and they believe the truth is Y. I, for one, don't know what the truth is, nor do I care, because it's irrelevant to me what actually happened on 9/11. I don't really care. So I'm sure some people out there appreciate what you're saying, but it seems to me like that you're distracted, that you're spending all your time, or and maybe it's not all your time, but you're spending time on something that in it really doesn't have any relevancy today.
Well, the engine's down the elevator shaft. Like I said, if you go to YouTube and you put
Thank
it
you.
In
There you go. Thanks for the call. Good luck with your video. 800-259-9231. I don't care about the conspiracy theories, and I don't care about the rebuttals to the conspiracy theories, and I don't care about what the government story is. I don't care. And I understand that people lost their lives. We need to know what the truth is. Well, what if you found out it was the government? What if it was them? What is that going to change? And I'm not saying it was, but what would it change? You know, I already know the government's evil. I already know what they do is wrong. I already know that I disagree vehemently with the government in general. I already know they're killing hundreds of thousands of people around the world, poor little brown people in other countries around the world that have suffered at the hands of the U.S. government. I don't need to have a conspiracy theory to prove that to me. I already know they're doing that. So I already know they're evil. You're not going to prove that to me by somehow getting me to believe in a conspiracy theory. And similarly, and I, by the way, I've been through some of this stuff. You know, I've seen the, I saw one or two of the movies back in the day, and I went to the Popular Mechanics rebuttal, and I went to the Loose Change rebuttal on the internet, and I read some of that stuff. It's all very interesting, very intriguing. A lot of very smart people on both sides of the debate debating forever about what happened almost a decade ago.
Really, right, and that's really where it's going to go, because they really will be debating this in another decade. And until the next big disaster occurred, they debated the Oklahoma bombing. They debated the first World Trade Center bombing.
How about all the Kennedy theories?
They did right. They're still talking about the Kennedy thing. You know, there's all kinds of this stuff, and it's just such minutia.
You know, I'm glad we have enough. On one hand, Mark, it's kind of an indicator of how wealthy we are, right? I mean, that in this society, we have so much wealth at our disposal that we can spend our leisure time doing stuff like making videos about engines going down, elevator shafts.
I'm for it.
I mean, that's great. I'm glad that you have that free time. And I don't, you know, and I'm not trying to disparage people for their hobby. You know, if it's your hobby to do your own research into what the truth of the Oklahoma City building or JFK or 9/11 was, then, you know, that's your deal. I mean, some people have a hobby of playing sports or video games or whatever.
Sure. Like, that's what their hobby is.
But
and
don't
that's
pretend like it matters
right,
at all.
Right, and don't pretend like I care. Because if, you know, if your hobby is stamp collecting, well, usually stamp collectors, most of them, understand that, hey, lots of people don't like to talk about stamp collecting.
No one wants to know about your 1947 Russian stamp collection.
Right.
They don't
you know,
care.
Briefly, you can talk about it, that kind of thing. And you know, and also, people get far more activated about 9/11 than they do about stamp collecting, if you know what I mean. Because it's, I guess it's to me, it's akin to the people that come knock on your door and try to spread their religion.
It does have that flavor to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's how it feels to me.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this
It's on
evening?
Your mind tonight, Frank. Go ahead.
Good. No, listen, I was intrigued by the guy that called, the time traveler that knows God in the gold suit. I thought that would be very entertaining and interesting if you guys had... You know,
he was entertaining, Frank, he was entertaining, but he called 2-3 weeks ago, and we did an hour of entertaining radio with that guy and kept him on and asked him all kinds of questions and heard what he had to say. So yeah. Go into our archives at freetalklive.com and grab that. I mean, if he called himself Mahan last time.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that's his God name or whatever. If Mahan calls every Saturday night, I'm not going to spend an hour with Mahan. It's just every night.
But maybe 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay,
I was
Frank.
Gonna
Too
ask
late.
Him. Oh, I was hoping that maybe you'd ask him, you know, if the end times are upon us and has the Messiah arrived and is the Antichrist here and how do these eschatological narratives end up? I mean, ultimately, these are as old as time itself. So it would have been interesting to hear his.
Actually, there's a lot of that stuff, Frank. If you go to freetalklive.com and you get the archive, and I don't know how to get those, you know, the...
Didn't he say 144,000 people would be selected and pulled away from the earth?
Yeah, I think that goes back to Revelation, though.
Yeah,
that actually goes back to the biblical text.
Yeah,
however, what's intriguing is the fact that... I like what you guys had to say about the government. I really don't trust it either. And just for those conspiracy buffs, something I came across recently,
Tell me about it in a moment, Frank. We'll bring it back here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. IRS to take over health care enforcement? We'll look at it coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. You take control and bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken their time to send us their validated photo or video proving that they listen to the show. See them, and ladies, if you want to be a part of them, you can get all the details over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you hate taking those giant vitamin pills and you worry that perhaps the pills aren't getting entirely digested, I have a solution for you. It's Choose for Health's Super Fruit Complex. It includes fruits and berries, including goji, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. Not only is it a vitamin, but it's an antioxidant at the same time, so it's twice as effective. It's Choose for Health, and you can get a free week by calling 800-219-8874. They give you a free week. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling and call this number right now, 800-219-8874.
As we continue taking your phone calls about anything, Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue,
yeah,
please.
I just think it's very interesting, you know, the fact that we have at this moment in history access to data with the Internet, where we can read literally, you know, 20, 30 papers a day online or from around the world.
Sure.
We can read, we can access, you know, some of the great libraries. We have all of this tremendous capacity to allow one to expand on knowledge and to use knowledge and to analyze it. But we seem to be impotent in the public sphere to affect any political change. And I think there's a reason why people are going into their own areas of interest, using the technology, doing their own research, because really we're beginning to see how the media, especially the press in this country, has failed to really keep public discourse alive and to challenge the government as it had done in the past.
They certainly have.
So
they've really been cowed. There's no doubt about that. I mean, the members of the mainstream media, they understand that if they're too critical of the government, they won't get any interviews anymore, and therefore they are very, very reticent to go about being in, critical in any serious form.
Yeah. Well, last night I was on top of the patio in our building, and I could see the lights where the Twin Towers stood. They run those until 9/11 at night. And, they, you know, mm-hmm. the two big floodlights go up to the sky, and it's very interesting. So people are concerned about that because it did legitimize an illegal and unconstitutional war, military actions in Afghanistan, Iraq.
Did it legitimize that, really? I mean, are you sure
it did, at least in the public sphere? God knows Congress voted to allow Bush to go into, they gave him carte blanche to do what he did, and
yeah, but back in the 1990s, when the first Bush invaded Iraq, they approved that action too, didn't they?
They did. Absolutely.
So, I mean, they didn't need to blow any buildings up in order to get people behind that. All I'm saying is
that's
it wasn't
correct.
Necessary. It's not a necessary step.
Well,
they could have done it anyway.
The first Gulf War in 1991 was unnecessary, too. Especially,
oh, I agree with you. Absolutely.
But I wanted to say this for all the 9/11 people involved in the research. I just wanted to let you know that the airplane turbine from the jet, the American Airlines jet that apparently crashed into the tower, was not a Pratt & Whitney, which is the engine manufacturer for the American Airlines, but it was a GE. So whoever threw out that engine part on Murray Street from the back of a truck made a big mistake. And
all right,
I think
Frank, I don't even know what you're talking about. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Too much detail for me. Like, I don't know the conspiracy theories that well. That doesn't, again, what it, cares what the engine manufacturer is. It either happened the way they said it did, or it happened in a different form. And I don't believe the government story, so I think it probably happened somewhat differently. And I don't believe the conspiracy theory, guys. Maybe some of them have a few things right, and they probably have a whole lot wrong. And if you spend your time trying to ascertain who's right and who's wrong, you get bogged down in crap like who makes the engines on the jets that flew into the buildings and who threw what part out where and what the different allegations are. It's mind-bogglingly detailed and insane, in my opinion.
I think it's more interesting that you don't hear the mainline accent like Frank has anymore. It's just it's pretty much gone away. I think just a few people in like the Connecticut area still have them. You know, that kind of Thurston Howell the Third.
No.
Well, you've got to keep your teeth together in order to talk like this properly. it tickles the crap out of me. I wish I talked like that.
Let's go to, you can practice, Mark. I'm sure you can get really good.
But then
good
I would
it.
Just be like a usurper, like Madonna and her new English
so you're not
accent.
Real. You wouldn't be real then. You'd be
no,
a poser.
I'm from Florida. I should talk like this.
But you don't even talk like that.
No, I'm from the Yankee occupied area of Florida within the 20 mile zone of the coastline.
Let's continue with your calls. Gene is in Tennessee, and he's on the amp line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys. Actually, I'm in St. Louis.
Okay, you're in St. Louis. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the difference between the way you present us as being enslaved to the government, and I see it as a different way, and I wanted to discuss that.
Okay.
It is, to some extent, just a change in terms or
semantics.
Argument over terms.
But yeah,
argument over semantics.
My position is that you cannot be a slave to a fiction. And, of course, my position is the government is a fiction, therefore there's no way for us to be enslaved to them. Now, in the past, I've stood out front of the post office on April 15th with a sign that says income tax is slavery because, for 20 years I didn't pay the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
But the position that I take now is that since the government is a fiction, the people with guns are real. So what we have is extortion. So the income tax, more accurately described, and also the other things that the government asks us to do, are forms of extortion, because what you have is a gang of armed men with guns willing to hurt you if you don't do what they say. So that proper definition of that, I think, is
okay,
extortion.
Okay, you're right. It's a subtle distinction that they are certainly extorting people. I guess what would have to change in order for you to agree that it is slavery?
In order to technically qualify as slavery, I think you have to be at somebody else's beck and call, a certain person. You have to have a master somewhere. So there has to be a master with a real name that is telling you what to do each day. And as far as it being, as long as it's a fiction that's telling you what to do, or people that are representing this fiction, then you really, I don't think it can be called slavery. I think it can only properly be referred to as extortion.
Gene, you're going to hear something now that you almost never hear on talk radio. It just doesn't happen. You're right. We're wrong. It is. I have to agree that you have come up with the right terminology for me that works. Now,
the slave masters have gotten together and called themselves something.
Masters have figured out that slavery didn't work because it was expensive. It was, immoral the way people saw it. But they have figured out that people will go for extortion, that they will say that, hey, government's necessary, so we're going to have it. And then they can grow the size of the government, extort more. And, essentially we are all their victims in that respect. I don't like the terminology victim because I don't feel like I want to live like a victim.
But it's not always extorting money. It's also about obedience. I mean, if the government guy comes by here and says, your grass is too tall, yeah, I've got to go under that
comes
lawn.
In, comes in, pistol whips me and tells me to kiss his shoe. I'm not his slave. He's just making me do something. It's very similar.
I want to bring you back here, Gene, because I don't know if I agree. And Mark, you may be saying you were wrong. I don't know about this. I think it still is slavery, and I want to dig into a little bit here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up any?
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Wow. All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier.
GetTheTea.com.
Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Saturday edition, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We're talking about the whether or not people in America, people around the world, people subject to these concepts known as governments, these men and women that are willing to use violence against you to get what they want, are you slaves? Gene from Tennessee is saying no. We'll continue the discussion here in moments. You're welcome to add your thoughts to the mix at 800-259-9231. Also, want to invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We have our Facebook profile. You can become a fan by going to facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And now coming up, we're going to give you a Totesac. We're going to give you a two-pack of Totesacs. And you're going to need a phone number, and that number is 603-435-1105. That's our contest line for tonight. I'll give you that number again here in a few moments when we actually do the giveaway. But the Totesac is a brilliant little device designed to help you carry things like grocery bags back from your car to the house. You can carry a whole hell of a lot more on the Totesac than you can in your regular hand simply just because it makes things a lot easier. I mean, the thing's made out of 100% recycled material. It's very strong. Ingenious. This thing can hold, 400 pounds? More than you can hold with one hand,
yeah,
for sure.
You can't hold the Totesac, the amount of weight the Totesac can hold.
It's been really useful. I've been using it here at home, and so you'll get your chance to get a two-pack here in a little bit. The number you'll need is 603-435-1105. So let's go back to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were calling in to say that you don't believe that we're slaves, but we're instead just simply victims of extortion. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes, and since government is a fiction, that these people who carry the guns, the ones who don't carry the guns, that simply meet in these great marble halls and write these words on paper that they call laws, all these people are properly called cult members because they believe in a power that does not exist, a reality. They believe in an entity that doesn't exist in reality, and they treat it as reality, this entity called government. So what we are properly is victims of extortion by real men with guns who all have names. In other words, each of these people is guilty of a crime against their fellow man when they extort money from them using force.
Would you say that you could also have obedience extorted from you, too? Because it's not always about money.
Oh, yeah. And even obedience, it has a dollar value. In other words, if I tell somebody, you have to work for me for X number of hours, you can put a dollar value on that. So your labor is money. Your labor is value.
I think you're right, Gene. I don't want to say you're wrong. I think you're absolutely right. It's definitely extortion. There's no doubt about that.
It's systemic at the same time, and I'm wondering about this.
This is
slavery's systemic, whereas extortion is incidental.
Right. If it's ongoing, I think it crosses the line into slavery. If I'm a thug on the street and I extract your wallet from you and you never see me again, well, it's not really accurate to call you my slave. You've been robbed. You're a victim of extortion, of robbery, of violence being threatened on you that one time. But if I come around every single week and do the same thing to you, if I come to your house and make demands of you and you pay me every time, whatever it is I demand, then I think that's a little it is extortion. But as Mark says, it's ongoing. And I'm looking at the definition of slave here at dictionary.com. A slave is a person who's the property of and wholly subject to another. And you're right, Gene, when you say that the government is a fiction. It's just a fantasy that so many people believe in that it might as well be real, because so many people have essentially made it real by their belief within in it and their obedience to the concepts of it. But I think that when
you see, we're not owned by or subject to them. I mean, I break every law that I can. As soon as they get, as soon as the man with the blue light on his car is not looking.
Sure, but the slaves, would work a little less hard when the taskmaster wasn't standing over them. I mean,
that's true, but in those cases, the taskmaster is pretty much there standing over them, because otherwise
they can't be watching all the slaves at all the times. I mean, the slaves are, the taskmasters aren't there when the slaves are in their bunk at night necessarily. So I think that if you've got this ongoing situation of extraction, if you've got an ongoing demand of obedience, constant obedience, sure, you can leave the plantation and go to another plantation. Yes, I understand that the slavery we're talking about today isn't exactly
slavery. Right, as it existed in the United States between the years of 1750 and 1850.
But
no.
There's no doubt that I am the subject of these people calling themselves government, because they're willing to put me in a cage if I don't obey their diktats. And I'm with you, Gene. I try to avoid as many as possible, and I'm getting to the point where I'm refusing more of their demands. And as the slaves begin to stand up against Massa, then Massa's going to have less control over them. But I still think the slavery analogy is apt here. But I think you're correct that it's also extortion.
But the thing that I disagree with about it is that in order for you to be subject to something, there has to be something. And since government is a fiction,
I've never said I was a slave to government. I am a slave to those men who would throw me in a jail cell and put cuffs on me and take me from my family and steal my home from me. Even though government's a fiction, their violence is very real. They are very real, and they believe they're better than me.
Well, that's the extortion part. That's where that comes in. They come and force you to give them goodies in exchange for your safety.
Well, it's not in exchange for my safety, and that there's no concomitant return.
Exchange for your safety from them.
From them, okay.
They're not keeping you safe from the guy down the street, but they're going to keep you safe from them if you pay them money.
Yeah, I still think that's slavery, but I thank you for the call tonight, Gene. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Harris, listening to WFLA in Tallahassee, FLA FM. Hello, Harris.
Hey there. I got a question, and maybe you can enlighten us all. One of your callers had a really good point about slavery and the government, and it kind of made me wonder, do you get the feeling that maybe this administration that's currently in office has a reverse agenda to enslave the taxpaying citizens of this country?
No, I think you're already enslaved.
Okay.
I mean, if you were to have all your labor extracted from you in order to supply somebody with you know, whatever, the money from your labor, then
right.
I would say you're completely a slave. If you have a portion of the money of your labor taken away, I'd say you're at least a portion of a slave. And that was happening under, well, the
every
income,
president.
The income tax came in at 1913. There were other kinds of taxes prior to that, and we still have a great deal of taxes in the United States.
You know,
you're a resource, too.
Gentlemen, this afternoon I was listening to Sean Hannity.
I'm sorry.
He was talking about how it's virtually impossible to sue the federal government.
It is virtually impossible.
Okay, well, it made me raise an interesting question. Should we, as the taxpaying citizens, be suing personally some of the members in our government?
Well, we should be able to do it, but the problem is that
immunity.
They have sovereign immunity, that the government makes the rules, and the government has decided that the people that are doing its bidding are they're immune from being sued. You just can't do that. That's part
true.
Of the suing process.
That's true.
It's like saying a slave can sue the taskmaster.
Yeah. And even if you could bring a suit.
And they did that under Bush, and Hannity supported it.
Even if you could bring a suit, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
You would then find, and Harris, you would then find that the judge in the case would be on the side of the people that you were suing. So it's not like even if you could bring the suit, it could anyway, in any shape or form, be called something fair. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. All right, the Totesac giveaway. Totesac, it's going to help you carry, I don't know what else. I've only used it for grocery bags, but it's been brilliant for that.
It's great for grocery bags. If you know, and if you have an item that's good for only one thing, it's good for that.
It's good enough. It saves you time. You're going to get more grocery bags in the house in a faster manner with the Totesac. Go to Totesac.com to learn more about it, but get on the phones here at 603-435-1105, and you can get yourself a two-pack of Totesacs. We'll take the third caller at 603-435-1105, and if you've already won something from Free Talk Live within the last 30 days, you can't win again. 603-435-1105, well, not for another 30 days.
And if you live outside the United States, you're going to have to pay for your own shipping.
That is true as well. So third caller right now, 603-435-1105, you get the two-pack of Totesacs, and we'll continue with Free Talk Live here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free. Our number for calling the show is 800-259-9231. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231, Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. And if you enjoyed this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you up front before they even let you into the good stuff on their website, if it's even good. I don't know. I've never paid for most of their subscriptions, so I wouldn't have no idea. Phil Hendry, though, I did buy his once, and it was pretty darn good. But ours...
What about Lionel? I thought you did Lionel, too.
Lionel's never had a subscription site.
Okay.
He never really had much of a site. Great guy, though. I love Lionel's show. Anyway, our show, we give you our stuff free. And we give you more on freetalklive.com for free than most of those other talk show hosts give you in their pay section. So head over and enjoy the website free at freetalklive.com. But when you're done enjoying it for free and you want to pony up a few bucks, we'll take it through the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And we'll reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and bring more people to the ideas of freedom, because that's important. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your phone calls and go to Dave in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Howdy. How you guys?
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Hey, remember, terror is used against cowards. Terror is a component of extortion, and extortion is a symptom of slavery. And to be a slave, you got to be able to be scared into it, because nobody could be a slave. They could fight back and, you know, they'll be killed maybe, but, you know, you submit to the fear of death.
Absolutely.
And the reality of government is money. And that's how they got us to be slaves now. They call it civilized slavery. They give you money and you become a slave to the payer back, you know, to the creditor. And they use the same thing with insurance. Like, that's what the medical, that's what they're...
I don't know, Dave. I think you're reaching there, because when you choose to get into...
It's all about greed. Insurance is all about greed and worried about the future and what I got. If I lose my stuff, I got to get it replaced. And it's all based on the reality of money that the government holds over us. If we didn't use their money, they'd have no power over us. We submit to their power by using
that part I agree with. I agree that if people weren't submitting...
The insurance industry is based upon that. But anyway, I'm just saying.
I don't know about that, because the difference, Dave, is that you can choose to buy insurance in many cases.
Well,
the government forces you otherwise.
Not how it's becoming. They're making it a law for everything. You got.
Well, then that's
insurance.
A government problem. That's
well,
not an insurance company problem.
Because they know the
problem.
Reality of the greed factor. And why don't you want insurance? Because we're going to pay you back. But they're not going to. They're going to make you jump through all kinds of hoops. They're going to make you pay every month more than what they'll
maybe
give
they will.
You back.
I'm not defending the insurance companies or their policies. I'm certainly not defending that they've worked hand-in-hand with government to...
What I'm getting to with the insurance is the medical problem is caused by insurance, and more insurance ain't going to solve the problem.
I agree
but
with
the
that.
The problem
much.
Is
it's not all caused by insurance, though.
We don't have cheap enough medical schools, and we don't have where if they want
to. Well, there's
money,
more, Dave. There's more to it than just the insurance companies. The insurance companies are a problem in that they have worked with the government to ensure that they have. Hang on, Dave. They've worked with the government to ensure that they have a closed marketplace where it's very difficult to get in and offer any sort of competing options in the marketplace. But one of the reasons why, many of the reasons why healthcare is so expensive in the first place is because of all the governmental regulations and that sort of thing that have been placed upon it. The government closing doors
it's
for
so
people.
It's so expensive because you can't live without it. It's like food, you know.
No, that's not true.
Food
Food's
should,
not expensive.
A loaf of bread should be like $30, but only because
what?
Food is subsidized. It's so cheap.
No, Dave, I'm sorry, dude. Now, I'm going to disagree with you again on that.
Well,
food
is subsidized.
Some food is subsidized,
farming,
not all
it?
Food.
They're Monsanto's going to grab hold of the whole thing with ADM and forget about it. But anyway.
He's right. Absolutely. When you look at local farmers selling their wares out there, generally their food costs more.
You ain't going to be able to sell. They'll come and arrest you for selling zucchinis. And, but anyway, and that's because we're cowards. Terror is only used against cowards. They could take this war on terrorism and put it where the sun don't shine with me. I ain't afraid of nobody and whatever. And I can't be a slave because I won't be extorted, because if anybody try to extort me, they're going to have to put a bullet in my head.
Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I always appreciate hearing from you. I agree with him on some of it, but some of it, I think it's off the mark.
Well,
food is not all subsidized, and
not all
one
of it,
the reasons
but a
why
a lot of it is.
Well, one of the reasons
I mean,
why.
Why do they have the saying that farmers get buried 3 feet deep so that they can still stick their hands out to receive the government money? Because many farmers in this country are paid not to grow food,
well,
and they receive
true.
Tax benefits that other businesses don't get, and all these other things. When you look at these local farmers and trying to compete against the the big companies like Monsanto. The food that Monsanto has is dishonest.
Okay, I understand all that, but food is a loaf of bread should not be $30.
I think that's an exaggeration. Absolutely
no.
true.
And remember, when you're dealing with business on a bigger scale, if you've got a bigger farm, you've got economics of scale coming into play where you're just moving more product. You can do it for cheaper than the little farmer can.
Right.
And mechanisms
you, but you have
and
to do
mechanization.
It farther away from the people who are going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And who built the roads?
Well, governments in most cases.
Are the farmers not subsidized in that manner, too?
Yeah.
Look, I buy my food from down the road. So, I'll admittedly, the road is subsidized between here mm-hmm. and there, but it's not nearly as long of a road as, many people who get their groceries from the grocery store and things like that.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Just to blame the insurance companies for the healthcare debacle is fallacious.
The insurance companies are involved in the
debacle.
They're
involved, but to put all the blame on them is not fair.
Nope.
They're involved insofar as they have worked with the government in the same way that the big food companies have worked with the government to try to improve their business at the cost of the marketplace, at the cost of competition and innovation
and all
the wonderful things that we would receive otherwise. And right now, it's still an option to buy insurance. You know, you don't have to. So it's not like they're lording over everybody. You don't have to buy insurance. Doctors don't have to take Medicare. I mean, they don't have to do these things, but they're choosing to. And it's, because they're scared of not. It is because they are frightened of what might happen, or it is in the case of various different. With the healthcare situation It's the government first and foremost. These other companies that are just...
I agree with that.
They're just tagging along. They're trying to...
Right. The insurance companies are just the leeches in the jail set, yeah. in the dank dungeon that we've been thrown into in the healthcare industry. But they're still there, and they're still sucking your blood.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And it will get worse. I mean, Dave is right that... When everyone's forced to have insurance, it's going to be even worse. If the government comes in and offers an option, it's going to be terrible. And then, of course, they'll move toward full government coverage and full government health care, which will be just an absolute nightmare. Let's continue, though, with your calls about what you want. Larry in South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Good evening. I actually just wanted to pose a question. I don't have a well-thought-out theory to debate you all on. I heard a commercial in between breaks, and I know that you all don't endorse the people that do commercials. The commercial was regarding VA loans. And so my thinking is, you know, VA loans obviously are offered through the government and are part of the, you know, entitlement program that the government passes down the line. However, there are private brokers that offer these loans. And obviously there's business and... business there and jobs and the economy would benefit from that. So just kind of wondering what your view is on that and the government being involved in that detail.
Well, in the government, be a little. I'm sorry, I'm not entirely clear. Are you asking what is it? What do I think about businesses doing business with the government?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, in much less, many less words.
Well, it's a hard thing to address because the government is so thoroughly in everything. For instance, Free Talk Live essentially does business with the government because we're on radio stations all over America, and those radio stations receive their licenses from the FCC. Should we refuse to be on any radio station that doesn't receive its licensing, we refuse to be on a radio station that has licensing from the FCC? I don't think so. You know, and then it depends on the involvement, right? So, the worst thing perhaps is, say, Blackwater or something like that. I mean, I would have a very difficult time being a civilian contractor for the United States military, holding prisoners and things like that.
I thought the question was about VA loans. Isn't that something the government issues?
He was asking a general question.
But aren't VA loans something the government issues, or are they issued
by
other loans?
But the government subsidizes them.
Oh, right. Well, of course, banks are just arms of the government in the first place anyway, right? I mean, they exist at the pleasure of the Federal Reserve system. I don't know if that's answered your question. If you got more, hang on. We'll bring you back here. I don't know if we've answered your question. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. More with Larry and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.